Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter the DraftKings free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. So download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along shortly for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Guys, we're going to start with the news. Before we hit the Penn State news, first of all, I want to congratulate our guy Andrew P. Shea here, who has his Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. And before we started recording, guys, and I just thought it was fascinating, we were both talking about that decision the Green Bay Packers made to kick the field goal late in the game. What in the world was that coach thinking?
I just thought, you know, that the job of the coach is to put the team in the best position to win. You have arguably the best quarterback in the NFL, either him or Mahomes. You know, you're inside the 10. You're down eight points. In no world do I think that that was the right decision. You could run through all the variables, but it didn't work for me at all. If I have Aaron Rodgers and I'm that close, I'm going to take the shot there. And if it doesn't work out, I got Tampa Bay pinned. But to just kick the field goal and you're still down a touchdown and give the ball to Tom Brady with a little over 2 minutes to go, where essentially, you know, if they can get one first down, it's going to be real tough. I didn't understand it. And I actually listened to his explanation afterwards. And it sounded to me like LaFleur kind of knew that he made the wrong decision. I'm stunned he made that decision. And especially with a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, I think that's going to haunt him, I think, literally for the rest of his life.
And if I could share your secret, not only were you stunned, you were thrilled. Yeah. Since you were betting on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to make it to the Super Bowl. All right, the bottom line, folks, is I've got two very happy campers with me, and Andrew P. Shea and Bob Flounders. Yeah. So let's, guys, get to the Penn State talk. I think the news of the week, the most recent, is another gentleman came to Penn State from the transfer portal. It's an Ivy Leaguer, Eric Wilson, offensive lineman. Andy, came from Harvard. Was this an area of need? Is this a good pickup for them? What's your take?
Well, there's like 500 guys in the transfer portal, so I don't think you do yourself any disservice by shopping, and if you like guys and you have a scholarship and you think you have a lack of depth, there's, why not, right? It's almost like it's like 60-40 recruiting now. You still have to recruit, but I mean, what is that? Five guys in the transfer portal in this year. I think that's going to be the new norm. It's interesting. He's an all Ivy Leaguer. He's a good offensive lineman, but he hasn't played football since 2019, right? Because the Ivy League didn't play in the fall, and the Ivy League's not playing this spring, and now he's going to transfer. So he's a good offensive lineman. He has a high ceiling. I know who he is, but you're getting a guy that hasn't played football in, you know, 18 months. Then, you know, talk about needing spring practice. That guy's going to need some time in spring practice. But why not, right? It's the transfer portal. It's the free agency, and you need to boost your lineup. The one thing I just wanted to ask real quick, Bob, would you be surprised if Penn State had at least two guys from the transfer portal this year that ended up starting next year?
I would not. I think that yeah. Especially that Temple defensive end, I do not. Arnold Ebakiti, if I said it wrong, I think he's a player. I think Temple defensive players, I think good Temple defensive players, I think that translates to any program. It's an area of need. He was productive last year. I also think that the Duke defensive lineman, I know he played on a losing team, Tangelo, but productive. He's played the position, has this ideal size, I think, to play inside. They definitely need experience inside. But just, guys, real quick, getting back to the Harvard offensive lineman, I think there is absolutely no downside to adding this guy. Andy made a great point, but this guy, I think, had made 20 career starts in a row before they didn't play last year. Look, a lot of players played partial seasons or parts of seasons or were shut down. I think for a guy that's played a lot of football, I don't think missing the fall will hurt him because of his experience. They don't have dumb football players in the Ivy League. I think that's a plus. He's a versatile guy. I think he could play center or guard. And I think that put me over the top on him was, you know, he was going to go to Auburn. So it's not like, I mean, I think the word was out on this guy. I think a lot of programs liked him, valued him. I think Penn State got a break when Auburn fired Malzahn. I think that's what changed this guy's mind. And they do need, at the very least, they need some depth, but they do lose their center. They are replacing their right guard as well at Will Fries. He'll get a long look. I think Troutwine must obviously like him. I think this is a solid move by Penn State, and I don't see any downside. Even if he plays in a limited role, if he can give them quality reps, they got a lot of good guys coming back. I just think moving forward, this makes the Penn State offensive line, in my mind, much more of a team strength.
And also, Bob, if you decide that Mike Miranda will be starting at guard or center, Juice Scruggs, who got a lot of play, if it's not Miranda at center, it'll be Scruggs. The other one will be a starting guard. There still is an open guard position, if you look at it that way. So there is a pathway for him to actually be on the starting team. Also, Bob, in the news this week, we had athletic director Sandy Barber met with the media. My one takeaway is it sounds like there's spring practice, but they have no idea if there's going to be a blue-white game.
Yeah, I mean,
what else was there?
Yeah, I think the blue-white game, the way the protocols are currently constructed, I mean, if there's going to be people at the blue-white game, it's probably going to be friends of the program, parents, maybe, possibly they can get some recruits there, but you know, just to get them on campus, I don't know how that's going to work out. I don't know how many Penn State fans are going to be eager to go to the blue-white game. A lot can change between now and either, who knows when spring will conclude. It might be pushed back a little between now and mid to late April. Who knows who's going to want to go? I just think the key point is that there's going to be a spring practice for Penn State. You know, they were able to do some work on the field before the week to week during the Big Ten season. They didn't have one last week. Now they're breaking in Mike Yurcich, and they still have a couple of second year coaches. I just think that's a big win, I think, not only for Penn State, but for the rest of the teams that are going to be allowed to have spring practice. To go 2 full years without spring practice, I think that would have just been that's a huge deal in my mind. I think, you know, with the teaching and the instruction, especially meeting with them face to face, if they would have had to go a second spring without on-field drills and interaction between the coaching staff and the players, especially the young ones, I think that would really have hurt not only Penn State, a lot of schools. I think Penn State fans can live, if you're a fan, you can live without, you know, maybe seeing the blue-white game or going to the blue-white game, as long as you know your team, you know, isn't going to be, you know, heading into September rusty because you didn't have any spring work.
Well, before you go ahead, Andy, I just want to point out, I don't think there's any way they would cancel spring practice unless things got worse,
right?
Because they did get through a season.
Correct.
All the other sports are playing, so I'm going to assume they'd have spring practice. Where I do disagree with you, Bob, I think there would be plenty of fans who would love to go watch the blue-white game if they had it. I think the one person who would prefer not to have a blue-white game would be James Franklin. All right, Andy, you wanted to say something?
No, the only thing I wanted to add was it will be limited and restricted, right? And Penn State's a member of the Big Ten Conference, and I hope the schools are running their spring practices and not the conference. Please, please, please. And the flip side is, even though anything is better than nothing, right? I mean, who wants another Zoom meeting? So anything they get, even if it's less than, what was it, 19 practices, I think was the number, Bob?
Yeah. Right.
Something like that. Or, and even if the time frame of them or the number is condensed, either way, something of resembling a spring practice where they can get on the field and do work is 100% better than nothing.
Well, I think they will have the spring practice. There was one other topic I wanted to ask you about, Bob, because Andy and I were discussing it just briefly before going on the air. The Tennessee job was open. It was filled. And I don't think there's any way in the world James Franklin was considering going to Tennessee. But his name still came up. Why does his name always come up in these jobs?
Well, I just think because of what he, you know, last year aside, the way that he was able to rebuild the Penn State program, which was coming out of sanctions, you know, and Tennessee is going to be no stranger, I believe, to sanctions. That program is in disarray. You want a patient guy who can recruit, and you want a guy that's not going to take shortcuts. You know, James Franklin, you know, clicks all those boxes. Well, he coached in the SEC before.
Let me stop you, Bob. The reason why I asked, though, why James Franklin, why not Ryan Day or Lincoln Riley or, you know.
Oh, it's Tennessee.
I know Dabo Sweeney and Nick Saban aren't.
Yeah, the Tennessee job isn't that attractive. I think if you're Ryan Day, I think if you're going to leave Ohio State, it's probably to go to the NFL.
I guess my point, Bob, being is if it's not a really attractive job, why do they think a coach at Penn State would go take it?
I think they were probably going to wave a boatload of money at him, Jimmy, to get him out of their trouble. I mean, I think it was a long shot at best, and I'm sure James is flattered, but I don't think there was any world in which James would have entertained that offer.
Okay, that is it for quarter number one in the news. Coming up in quarter number two, we have Ross Tucker in here for Tucker's Tape, so make sure you stay tuned for that.
DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KSN. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.